All right. I made a new friend over the weekend. This is, well, I, okay. The story is, this guy's, I think he's an Olympic athlete. I think, well, see, for me, I don't know him from his fame. I know him through a friend. See, I've been mentoring Royu. He's a kid at the skate park. Just totally Asperger. It just totally fit him. And he's American and Taiwanese. He has two citizenships. And I said, your English is terrible. You need to be around. I mean, he's got natural English from his dad. But it's just, it hasn't been refined in a classroom or anything, so to speak. So I said, I need to teach you English. It's an injustice if I don't at least give you free English lessons or something. So I've been mentoring him, and it's, you know, he called me one night and said he wanted to become Christian because miracles were happening at his house that were making him obey his parents. God wants me to be responsible. It makes me want to be a Christian. So that's how he called me, because he wanted to become Christian. I don't call people to make them Christian. They call me so they can become Christian. That's what I do. I don't believe in chasing after other people. You need to be a Christian. I don't, if God's really doesn't need me to do that, I'm just going to follow his word. Okay. So that, you know, we were friends and we still are. And we've been through stuff, and, you know, we've had tough conversations, because that's what real friendship's all about. And, well, one of his other buddies that he's gotten acquainted with, one of the local skaters, you know, we're all snot-faced, you know, brat rugrats when we start out, right? You know, well, one of the fellow rugrats that he kind of grew up with is in Taiwan's Olympic team. And, you know, he's winning local contests in sports and stuff. Apparently, I don't see them. I don't watch them. I'm busy with computer code and other things. And I don't watch everything. I can't. No one can watch everything. So he's rising up in Olympics and athletics and stuff. And he's apparently become some local Taiwan celebrity. All of the Taiwanese, they see him, they run up and they want to get selfies with him all the time. And he's friendly. It's like watching Rocky Balboa 2006. You know, people walking up wanting selfie photos all the time randomly. And the kid is just happy to do it with people. Well, no, I mean, you know, for someone that's in that age, I'd guess about, I don't know his age. About 20. He sure is good at being friendly. He sure is good at the PR thing. You know, it takes a really humble person to not shrug off people that walk up to you out of the blue and want a picture. You know, I've known some celebrities that can get really irritable. You know, Tiger Woods, when he's on the golf course, he's there to play. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but you don't talk to Tiger while he's in his game. You know, but this guy's ultra friendly. Anyhow, I don't really know this guy from his famous work. I know him cause he's Royu's friend. And, you know, he never came into our area. We'd never met before, but, you know, I'll tell you, this guy's cool. He's really, really cool. Video maker, I want to tell his personal life, other than to say, you know, he's real, he's human. I was at the skate park yesterday, and one of the kids that I know, you know, at the park, I helped him install Ubuntu on his computer at home. His dad got him a big, fancy, expensive computer with two monitors. We put Ubuntu on it. I told the kid last night, I don't like Ubuntu. They changed. They're doing things. They're kind of sort of breaking unofficial rules of conduct, maybe some official rules of conduct. And so I don't like Ubuntu. So we got to put Manjaro on your computer within about a year or so. He's like, okay, all right. You know, so talk to that kid. And then here's our local celebrity from the Olympics, Royu's buddy. He's at the skate park and he's dominating the whole space. They're everyone's gathered up on top of one of the ramps, getting ready to drop in and do their skateboard run at the skate park thing. And it, you know, the 13-year-old turns around, looks over his shoulder, and there he is. He's the guy whose face is on all the billboards. And, you know, the 13-year-old look at him and say, hey, you know, and he's like, oh, hey, you know, and the kid goes and it's like, I'm watching this happen and I'm watching what an encouragement he is to other people. Now, what am I doing around the kid? I'm ignoring him. I'm treating him like he's the family dog. I'm not asking him for selfies. He's a human. Now, I went up, I grabbed him and Royu at a time when things, you know, when people weren't busy. And I grabbed him and Royu and Royu's younger brother. And I told them some big news. Now, you've listened to the podcast this far, so you get to see the second half of this. I'm announcing right now that I have composed a song for Taiwan. I'm talking same topic today, but I'm making an announcement. I have composed. I've written the piano part. I've done the harmony. I've got the melody. I have copyrighted it, or copywritten. I've got copyright registered with America's government. Yes. A song called Taiwan, and it is in English and in Chinese. And I will be singing it and uploading it to my Taiwan YouTube channel soon. I may do something. I may do some sort of a talk about it on my American YouTube channel. So I've done this, and just the other night, just Friday night, I finished the Chinese translation. Talking with friends, you know, Taiwanese that love to go singing. They call it KTV, karaoke. And they know the way people do lyrics and songs written in Mandarin, the language they speak in Taiwan. And I've said, you know, how are these words? Does this work? You got to get word count and syllables and rhyme worked out. And I don't speak Chinese that well. So I've got to ask the locals and vet it through them. I'm not going to do Chinglish for my Chinese translation. It's got to be good. I hate lousy translation, but it's got to reflect my meaning. That's a problem. You ask me, what about this? Is this good? Well, you know, and then, well, how about this? And they try to give me an idea for the song. I'm like, no, I don't want an idea for the song. I already have an idea for the song. I need the Chinese words to express the idea. Like, okay, yeah, I get it. And you got to work with friends on that. And it's been the help of so many friends that have helped me get these lyrics pounded out. They're good. So I grabbed Royu and his buddy, and, you know, that I've been talking about, and Royu's younger brother. I said, guys, I wrote a new song. Would you listen to it? And I pulled out my shoddy, you know, makeshift recording of me playing instrumental piano for the song on my phone. So I had background music, and I pulled out the Chinese on my phone. And I sang it in front of those three guys, and it was just us, with the shoddy piano recording coming out on a portable Bose speaker, and it was just three of us at the skate park. No one else really knew what was going on, and those three guys were my first Chinese audience, and it was really awesome. It was a great incredible honor. So I don't know where our new friendship is going to go. I mean, who knows? I might be doing some YouTube videos with the guy. It all depends. But, you know, the thing is, a lot of people treat him like a celebrity, and he loves people, but the energy gets exhausting after a while. I've known that since college. I served our college president, Joseph Stoll. He'd remember. You can go ask him if you happen to know Dr. Stoll. You guys, do you know Jesse Steele? He'll say, oh yeah. Make sure you tell him I'm in other countries. I don't know. I'll probably tell him before you get the chance. But I people want to be treated like they're real human beings, and I love everybody. I love everybody, even people that the rest of us tend to forget are human after all. And that's what I said to one of the kids at the skate park. I said, go up to him and ask him for a picture. He's human. He won't eat you. He's human. You can talk to him. See you tomorrow.